And now to a new novel from a widely acclaimed writer, Colm Tobin. His latest, titled Nora Webster, has a simple enough setup. A widow living in Ireland copes with and then overcomes her grief. But the power of this book is anything but simple, according to our reviewer, Alan Chuse.
With the weight of her bereavement bearing down on her, Nora Webster stands tall. This mother of four is still drenched in sorrow at the passing of her husband, but she admits that she's exasperated with the sympathetic visits from neighbors and friends. Clearly, Nora's stronger than she understands. She surveys the dilapidated condition of the family's summer cottage and concocts a plan to sell it as soon as possible. She needs to focus on her sons, both of them still young, and one with a bad stammer. With deftness and delicacy, Tobin portrays this widow wrestling with her new condition. The ordinariness of the domestic details might put some potential readers in mind of our own Alice MacDermott and her fiction about family life. It may also carry some people back to their reading of James Joyce and his Dubliners, modern Irish folk struggling to free themselves from mostly unhappy situations. Certainly happiness seems far off for Nora Webster, but from the start she does have an eye for how her world might change somehow for the better. With help from her circle of sympathetic friends, Nora finds employment. Even the ritual act of buying a new dress or getting a new hairdo in the hopes of changing her state of being seems fresh and transformative in Tobin's hands, as does really the entirety of his lovely new rendering of an old story, a story we've read before, but in good hands, a story we never tire of.
That's Alan Chuse reviewing the novel Nora Webster by Colm Tobin.